愿大家平安。
May peace be with you.
今天早上要从我们这个礼拜的读经进度跟大家来学习爱中的自由。
So this today I would be like to study a topic that was from our weekly Bible reading, the freedom of love.
有一些人不敢相信耶稣，接着我如果信耶稣，我就没有自由。
Some people are afraid to believe in Jesus because they feel that they will lose their freedom when they do.
但是如果我们圣经看得很详细，我们知道信耶稣有真正的自由。
But if we study the Bible, we will understand that belief leads to true freedom.
但是这个自由是在神的爱的范围里面。
But this freedom is within God's realm.
所以这个自由跟世界上人讲的自由也不太一样。
So the freedom that we speak of is different from what most people understand.
首先我们跟神的关系圣经讲是婚姻的关系。
So when the Bible talks about our relationship with God, it uses the relationship of marriage.
我们大家来想你还没有结婚以前跟你结婚以后有什么不同。
So let us think, how have we changed before marriage and after marriage.
如果没有结婚我要去哪里就去哪里。
Before marriage, I can go wherever I want.
我要做什么我就做什么。
I can do whatever I want.
因为我只有一个人
Because there's only me.
那结婚以后呢
？But after marriage,
你要去哪里也不一定可以去哪里。
You can't always go where you want to go.
因为你已经结婚了另外一半。
Because you are a half in a marriage.
你要做什么也不一定能做什么。
And you can't necessarily do whatever you want.
因为我们还有另外一半。
Because we have another half.
所以结婚有时候是会失去一些自由。
So marriage sometimes leads to some loss of freedom.
那这样这个婚姻就能够很圆满。
And that is what contributes to a solid marriage.
如果我们结婚以后还是一直强调我的自由。
If we continue to emphasize personal freedom after marriage,
你不能管我,
that you can't boss me,
这个婚姻就很可能会发生问题。
Then there will probably lead to problems in this marriage.
但是为什么人还是很想结婚呢?
But yet, why do people still want to get married?
主要就是爱。
Mainly because of love.
如果感受到对方的爱,
because when you experience the love of another,
失去自由也觉得很幸福。
It is still enjoyable to lose this freedom.
因为如果我们牺牲一些自由，能够让我们所爱的得到喜乐，这就是我们的满足。
We are satisfied even though we have to sacrifice some personal freedom for the love of another.
我们来看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书。
Ephesians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. 23. For the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body.
这个地方讲做妻子要顺服自己的丈夫。
So here it says, wives, submit to your own husbands.
有一天我在一个教会我坐在那个椅子上，看到有一个婚礼的仪节上礼拜刚结婚有的人把它放在那里。
So when I was once sitting in a chapel and I saw a wedding program. Because there was a wedding the previous week.
有一个不晓得哪一个弟兄用铅笔写。这个世代还在讲顺服。
And someone wrote a note in there saying, why do people talk about submission still?
但是我们如果在教会讲婚礼一定会讲顺服。
But in our church, when we are in a wedding, we always talk about submission.
因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头。
For the husband is head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church.
那接下去如果我们看25节。
So continue with verse 25. Verse 25. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself to her.
若丈夫要爱你的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。啊，所以丈夫跟太太哦，到最后婚姻就是只剩两件事情。
So between a husband and wife, there are only two factors:
爱与顺服。
Love and submission.
哦，那婚姻是奥秘哦。
A marriage is a mystery.
啊，如果我们看三十节个三十一节。
If you look at verse 31, it says.For this reason, a man must leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
好，三十二节。
32. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
哦，我们从来不会想婚姻是奥秘。
We never think of marriage as a mystery.
哦，但是三十二节说这是极大的奥秘。
But verse 32 says that this is a great mystery.
哦，但是我是指的基督跟教会说的。
But I speak concerning Christ and the church.
哦，所以。基督跟教会的关系就是婚姻的关系。
So the relationship between Christ and the church is that of a marriage.
哦，主耶稣爱我们，爱到为我们舍去生命。
Jesus Christ loved us to the point of death.
哦，所以，哦，在婚姻里面呢，他好像是我们的丈夫。
So in marriage, he is our husband.
哦，那教会就是每一个信徒。
The church is all of us.
哦，我们对基督就是要顺服。
So we need to submit.
那有爱有顺服，基督就跟教会就会合一。
And if there is love and there is submission, then the church and Christ will be one.
那我们跟神的关系就会非常的亲密。
And we will have an intimate relationship with God.
好，那我们用这样的一个关系来看自由。
Now if we look at freedom under this relationship.
好，我们来看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
啊，哥林多前书的。第十章
，Chapter Ten，
啊，哥林多前书第十章
，First Corinthians Chapter Ten，
啊，二十三节
First Corinthians Chapter Ten Verse 23 All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify.
啊，二十四节
24 Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being.
好，那我们再看啊。三十一节
，Verse 31. Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
Okay, 好。有时候我们会听到一些信徒在问这个可以不可以做，那个可以不可以做。
Sometimes members will ask, "Can I do this or that?"
哦，那有的我们真的圣经找不到。
And sometimes we can't find an answer in the Bible.
哦，可以不可以抽烟？圣经找不到。
Smoke, we can't find an answer in the Bible.
哦，可以不可以用大麻？而圣经也找不到。
Can I use some marijuana? That's not in the Bible.
哦，可以不可以赌博？圣经也找不到赌博。
Can I gamble? There's no gambling in the Bible.
哦，所以如果我们一切都要在圣经找哦，有一些找不到。
So if we want to find all answers in the Bible, we won't find all of them.
但是可以不可以做呢？圣经的原则很清楚。
Can we do these things? Well, we can seek the guidance of the Bible. 哦，
那如果我们对主耶稣有爱，
If we love God,
或者说主耶稣的爱存在我们心里，
If God's love resides in our hearts,
哦，那我们看圣经的教训，可以不可以做，就变成很清楚了。
Then it will be clear what the Bible teaches us.
哦，所以23节在讲哦。
So verse 23 tells us,
凡事都可行，但不都有益处。
All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful.
哦，我们从这一节来了解哦，每一件事情都可以做，但是对我们本身不一定有益处。
Here it says we can do all things, but doesn't mean that it's all edifying.
啊，比方说，神造亚当跟夏娃在伊甸园。
For example, when God created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden,
神就跟他讲哦，这个园中的树木你都可以吃。
Tells them you can eat everything from the trees.
哦，也可以吃苹果，也可以吃木瓜、香蕉，什么都可以吃。
You can eat the apple or the papaya or the banana. You can eat all of this.
哦，但是有一个善恶树的果你不可以吃。
Tree from you cannot eat the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以呢，凡事都可行啊。
So you can do all things.
哦，这个都可以吃啊。
All things are lawful. You can eat anything.
但是吃善恶果就不可以吃。你吃的日子必定死。
but do not partake of the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, for on that day you shall surely die.
哦，那如果一个人，哦，这个东西会损害我的健康，这个东西会让我死，我还是吃，这个当然不是爱自己啊。
If you eat something that is harmful or causes you to die, that's not showing much love.
我们都是爱自己，保养顾惜自己，希望能够活得更好，希望能够活得更久。
Because we all want to take care of ourselves and love our own body so that we can live healthfully for a long time.
好，所以主耶稣讲哦，圣经的教训归结到最后只有两条。
So if we want to summarize the teachings of the Bible, there are only two.
哦，第一个就是尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。
First is to love your Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your strength.
哦，那第二个叫做爱人如己。
And the second is to love God as yourself, love others like as yourself.
哦，所以爱别人要如爱自己。
So you need to love others as yourself.
哦，所以我们在想哦，当夏娃采的那个善恶果来吃。
So let us think. So when Eve picked that fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil,
她有没有爱自己？
Did she love herself?
她为什么会去吃?
Why would she eat it?
第一个看起来很好啊，很好吃啊。
First, it's because it looked tasty.
啊，第二个，魔鬼跟她讲，你吃的你会跟神一样有聪明智慧。
Second, because Satan told her, if you eat this, then you will be as wise and intelligent as God Himself.
所以为着这个情欲啊，她就吃了。
And so, for physical reasons, she ate it.
啊，因此她吃，她就违背神的诫命。
And by eating it, she went against God's commandment.
所以很简单，她吃这个善恶果，她并不爱自己啊。
So when she did not show love to herself when she ate that fruit.
所以很可能很好吃。
It might have tasted good.
哦，但是吃了会死。
But she would surely die when she ate of it.
那吃了以后，她就拿给亚当吃。
So when she ate of it, she gave it to Adam to eat as well.
亚当吃的也跟他一样死啊。
And once Adam ate it, he also would surely die.
哦，所以当一个人如果没有爱自己，我们用这个爱去爱别人啊，不但不可以不会给别人好处，会反而会伤害别人。
So if we don't love ourselves and we use the same love to love others, then not only do we help, we may harm others when we do.
啊，所以凡事都可行哈，但不一定对自己有益处。
So all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful.
哦，所以啊，可不可以赌博
？Can we gamble?
哦，这个对我有什么益处
？What good does it serve for us?
哦，虽然圣经找不到。
We may not find the direct answer in the Bible.、
哦、你如果赌输了，想要把它赢回来。
But let's say you lose and you try to make up your losses.、哦、
如果赌赢了，希望赢更多。
Or let's say you win and you want to win some more.
哦，所以好多人呢、啊，倾家荡产。
So many people end up using all their possessions.
哦，所以赌博本身就不是爱自己啊。
So gambling does not show love for oneself.
哦，所以可以行啊，不对自己不没有益处。
So we can do it, but doesn't mean that it's good for us.
哦，又好像喝酒。
Drinking also.
啊，可以不可以喝酒呢
？Can we drink?
哦，我们就想这个对我有什么益处
？Let's think, what good does it serve?
哦，因为人如果醉酒哈、哦，一个人会失去很多、啊、很好的生活。
Drunkenness can reduce the quality of life.
啊，因为醉酒会让人放纵。
Because being drunk decreases inhibitions.
哦、啊，所以啊，如果我们啊有被警察开罚单哦，有时候他会叫你去看那个影片。
So sometimes when we are caught by the police, we may be told that we need to watch some instructional video.
哦，那个影片就会告诉你，你喝了一杯酒以后，你看前面会有什么不同。
And the video will show you how your vision is impaired after one drink.
啊，喝了两杯以后，你就发现那个中间那个分界道好像蛇在爬。
And how your vision is impaired after two drinks, and the lanes in the road become like snakes.
哦，那你就会判断错误啊。
And then it is hard to make.
哦，那为什么人会醉酒？
So people can grow drunk.
啊，因为喝下去很舒服啊。
Because it feels good.
哦，暂时解消你的忧愁。
It temporarily satisfies all your griefs.
哦，但是这个可以做，但是对我有益处吗
？We can do it, but is it good for us?
哦，所以很多人呢、啊，他本来呀、啊、人生很光明的前途。 就是因为醉酒哦，产生很多不好的影响。
So some people may have once had bright futures, but then are negatively impacted by drinking.
哦，所以我们要想哦，圣经找不到的，我可以不可以做
？So let us think, can we do the things that are not described in the Bible?
哦，一个最重要，我这样做对我有什么好处
？What good does it serve for me?
哦，特别是这样做会不会影响？我跟家人的关系
，Will it affect my relationship with my family？
啊啊，对我自己有什么好处
？What good does it do for me？
啊，那这样我们就觉得很清楚了。
And then it'll be clear。
啊，比方现在啊，吸大麻开始在合法。
For example, there's a great movement for legalizing marijuana。
哦，有一次我到 Denver 去。
I went to Denver。
哦，那父母就很忧心了。
There are parents there who are very worried.
因为几年前他们就开放大麻合法。
Because marijuana was legalized a couple years ago.
父母就很忧心了，我的孩子去吸大麻怎么办
？And they worried that their kids may start smoking pot.
哦，你可以做啊，但是这样做对我们有什么好处
？They can do it, but what good will it do?
哦，所以这是我们信仰的第一个考虑。
This is something we need to consider for our faith.
如果我们爱自己
If we love ourselves,
我们所做的要对自己有好处
Then we need to do what is good for us.
那第二个，凡事都可行，但不都造就人
The second, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are edifying.
所以第二个我们就要考虑，我们这样做，对我们周围的人有什么影响
So,When we do something, we have to consider what effect it will have on others around us.
那为什么要去考虑周围的人
？Why do we have to be concerned about others？
到最后还是一个答案，因为我们爱。
And it really all comes back to love.
所以二十四节。
So verse 24. Verse 24. Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being.
这里讲啊，和人不要求自己的益处，乃是要求别人的益处。这个就是爱。
This is love.
所以一个人结婚之后，他还要想到他的配偶的益处。
So after a marriage, a spouse will always need to be concerned with the well-being of the other.
那一个人如果他生了孩子，他还要想到对孩子的益处。
And after giving birth, a person will have to consider the well-being of their children.
所以有孩子跟没有孩子是不一样的。
So pre-children and post-children is very different.
若有一对夫妻啊，他在见证。
But there was a couple who once testified.
他们两个都在上班。
They both work.
回到家就很累。
They're very tired when they come back from work.
很累就开电视。
And because they're so tired, they just turn on the TV.
他也不是真的看电视啊，只是说用那个电视这样好像在使自己轻松下来。
They aren't necessarily watching, but it's just there to help them relax.
他有一天他发现他的小孩子怎么会讲那些脏话
？And then one day they noticed that their children knew how to curse.
那夫妻两个就在讨论，我们没有教他怎么会讲那个脏话
？And so the couple discussed this. How did we never taught these words to our kids? How did they learn?
后来他们才想来想去，就发现说我们在看电视的时候，我们小孩子虽然在地上在玩他从那里学的。
And so then they realized that because when the TV was on, the kids were just playing around, and so they were exposed.
所以从那一天开始。
And from that day on.
回到家他不看电视。
They no longer turn on the TV when they come home.
为什么
？Why？
因为我们。如果有爱，我们不只是求自己的益处，我们还会考虑我们自己小孩子的益处。
Because if there is love, then we don't not only consider our own personal well-being, but also the well-being of our children.
所以如果我们有主耶稣的爱
，If we have the love of Jesus Christ,
我们不只挂念自己，我们会想到我这样做对别人有什么影响。
We will not only be concerned with ourselves, but we will also be concerned with how our own actions affect others.
我们来看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第八章。
2 Corinthians chapter 8.
第九节。
Verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich.
这里讲哦，我们主耶稣的恩典啊，就是主耶稣的爱。
Here it says that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is his love.
主耶稣的爱啊，具体的表现是什么？
And what is the physical manifestation of his love?
就是下面的描述。
It is what is described here.
他本来是富足的。
That though he was rich,
就是指着他在天上。
In other words, he was once in heaven.
他有丰盛的荣耀。
He had bountiful glory.
他坐在荣耀的宝座上。
He sat on a majestic throne.
有千万的天使在服侍他。
He had tens of and thousands of angels serving him.
如果我们是人呢，谁愿意离开那个地方？
If we were him, why would we ever want to leave?
我们现在就是一直爬，要爬到这样的一个生活。
We are constantly trying to climb up to that level of living.
所以他本来是富足的。
So he was once rich.
却为你们成为贫穷。
Yet for your sakes, he became poor.
这是什么？
What does that mean?
就是他降世为人了。
That means that he descended to become man.
主耶稣降世为人，什么都没有。
He became human, a human being who possessed nothing.
所以圣经说，飞鸟有巢，狐狸有洞，我连放枕头的地方就没有。
As the Bible says, a bird has nest and foxes have hole, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
非常非常穷。
Birds are very poor.
所以他牺牲很大。
And he's made a great sacrifice.
那为什么他要从天上降世为人呢？
So why did he come down to become a human?
如果我们看第九节的下面。
If we look at the latter half of verse 9.
叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
That you through his poverty might become rich.
就是主耶稣在世界上做人，这样很辛苦的传天国的福音。
That by living this difficult life on earth, Jesus Christ can preach the gospel of heaven.
然后最后为了救恩牺牲他的生命。
And then he can sacrifice his life for the sake of salvation.
那我们今天相信了主耶稣。
And then today when we believe,
我们的罪得赦免。
Our sins can be forgiven.
我们能够重新做天父的儿女。
We can once again become the children of God.
我们能够跟神的国有份。
And we now have a part in his heavenly kingdom.
然后我们的生活就变成富足了。
And then our life can become rich again.
我昨天在南加州参加这个美国的圣职人员的进修会。
And yesterday I was in Southern California attending the theological retreat for my workers.
完了，有一个弟兄就载我去机场。
And when it ended, a brother drove me to the airport.
他就告诉我。
He told me.
如果信耶稣以后啊，
he said after coming to believe,
好像生活很简单了。
Life has become so much simpler.
但是啊，我什么都有。
I'm simple, but I have everything.
这是真的。
This is true.
有时候我们信主哦，看起来好像工作也很普通，收入也很普通。
Even though we believe, after believing, it might feel like our jobs are very ordinary, our life is very standard.
但是我们需要的时候，神就供给我们。
But whatever we need, God provides.
所以什么都不缺。
So we're never lacking in anything.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为主耶稣的恩典。
It is the grace of God.
那这个恩典有时候会临到我们的下一代。
And this grace can also fall on our next generation.
所以主耶稣他的贫穷能够让我们成为富足。
His poverty allows us to become rich.
这个是主的爱。
And this is God's love.
因此当我们在这个世界上生活，
But living in this world,
我们就会很乐意的去想到别人。
We will willingly think of others.
就是回到哥林多前书第十章。
As it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10,
20节
verse 20,
24节无论何人，不要求自己的益处，还是要求别人的益处。
That we seek not for our own well-being, but the well-being of others.
所以从今以后不是说我想要做就做。
So we don't just do whatever we want to do.
我要想我这样做会对我的家人，会对教会的信徒有什么影响。
We consider what effect our actions have towards our family and towards our congregation.
这个就是主耶稣的爱。
This is the love of Jesus Christ.
因为教会是一个大家庭。
The church is one big family.
哦，那我们弟兄姐妹啊，在这个大家庭叫做弟兄姐妹。
And in this big family, we are all brothers and sisters.
哦，所以不是我讲怎么做就可以怎么做。
So we don't just do whatever we want to do.
我们的自由有一个界限，就是有神的爱做界限。
There's a limit to our freedom, and that's God's love.
啊，如果我们的自由会啊带没有办法带给别人造就，那我们就需要啊在那个地方就停止。
If our actions do not edify, then we should stop.
好，那具体的例子是什么
？So what's a practical example?
啊，就是第十章里面吃。讲那个吃拜偶像的东西。
It is what's written in verse 20.
好，我们现在来看第八章。
In chapter 8.
好，第九节。
Verse 9.
好，哥林多前书第八章第九节，请读。
First Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. But beware lest somehow this liberty of yours becomes a stumbling block to those who are weak.
第十节。
10. For if anyone sees you who has knowledge eating in an idol's temple, will not the conscience of him who is weak be emboldened to eat those things offered to idols?
11.
Verse 11. And because of your knowledge, shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died?
12.
Verse 12. But when you thus sin against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ.
13.
Verse 13. Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I would never again eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble.
这个第八章开始就讲啊，知识叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能造就人。
Verse 8 talks about how knowledge can puff up, but love can edify.
啊，知识是什么
？So what's knowledge?
哦，接下去他就在讲认识神跟认识偶像。
So it continues by talking what it means to know God and know the idols.
所以我们常常会听人问哦，我可以不可以去偶像庙里面参观呢
？So sometimes people will ask, "Can I go visit temples?"
哦，那这里呀、啊，更是指的说，我可以不可以在偶像里面吃饭
？Or
庙里面吃饭
？It says, "Can I partake in the meal in the temple?"
哦，那知识叫我们自由。
Knowledge gives us freedom.
偶像里面啊，这个庙里面是什么
？What is at the temple?
庙里面是偶像啊。
The temple holds idols.
哦，那偶像是什么
？What are idols?
偶像讲到最后就是木头啊。
Idols, it's pieces of wood.
哦，所以我们并不怕偶像啊，它不是神啊，它是假神，它是一块木头、啊。
So we don't need to fear an idol because it is a fake god. It is just a piece of wood.
哦，因此。如果没有这样的知识哈，你去偶像看庙看，然后你甚至坐在那边吃饭也没有关系，因为我就把它当作一块木头。
So if that is the case, then we could go visit and look at these pieces of wood and eat there because they're just wood.
但是我们要想，我们这样做会有什么影响
？But let us think, what effect does our action have?
那现在教会里面有一个本来拜偶像很热心的信徒啊，后来来。啊，敬拜真神，相信耶稣。
So let's say there's a member who once worshipped idols and now believes in God.
哦，结果他看到，哎，教会一个负责人到在偶像里面吃东西。
And then this person witnesses a church council member eating in a temple.
啊，后来他就回到家就去吃拜偶像的东西啊。
And this person returns home and decides it's okay to eat food offered to idols.
那我们的自由就让他跌倒了。
Our freedom has led this person to stumble.
哦，虽然偶像算不了什么
，Even though idols are nothing,
它只是木头
，It is just a piece of wood.
但是我们把这根木头当作神拜
，But if we worship this piece of wood as an idol, a god,
魔鬼就会工作啊
，Then Satan will work.
啊，所以，吃过拜偶像的，就是跟鬼在相交啊。
So a person who eats food that has been offered to an idol is developing a relationship with this idol.
哦，那这样啊，就污秽了我们的身体啊。
And this sullies our body.
哦，所以啊，即使我们有这样的知识，有这样的自由，但是会让人跌倒，我们就不可以做。
Even though we have this knowledge and this freedom, we shouldn't do things that can cause others to stumble.
哦，那这个就是爱心了。
That is love.
哦，所以基督徒是每一件事情可以做呢？
So can we really do everything as a Christian?
我看我们有里面有没有基督的爱。
It depends on if we have Christ's love in us.
哦，如果我们有基督的爱
If we have the love of Christ,
我们都会考虑到，我这样做对外面的人会有什么影响
？Then we will think about how our actions will affect others.
哦，比方说啊，如果我们经济很好
，For example, maybe we are pretty financially well off.
哇，你要怎么生活就是怎么生活，这是你的自由啊。
And we have the freedom to live how we want to live.
哦，但是问题是，我们这样的生活啊，会对周围的人有什么影响
？Problem is, how will we affect others?
哦。如果我们这样的生活会引起别人的效法
，But if our way, the way we live can affect others,
啊，我们要跟谁一样
，and make others think I want to be, you know, I want to live like this other person.
要努力赚钱来提高我们的生活水准。
That I need to make lots of money so that I can live like that person.
啊，很可能我们的自由就把另外一个比较软弱的人，他的人生方向带错了。
It is quite possible that our way of living can lead someone to the wrong focus in their life.
但是感谢神，我们在教会里面有的人经济真的很好。
And thank God that there are some who are very well, financially well off in church.
但是你看他的生活非常简单。
And yet you see how simply they live.
那有的人就看到这样的人就觉得，哎，这不简单了。
And people will see this and think, wow, that's not easy.
他有能力。把生活水准抬得很高，但是他选择过一个很简单的生活。
They are perfectly capable to live luxuriously, but they choose to live simply.
这里面一定有一个原因。
There must be a reason.
他头脑里面的观念一定跟别人不一样。
They must have a way of thinking that's different from others.
他的心里面一定有一个更大的满足。
They must have a greater source of satisfaction.
这个更大的满足就是从神来的。
And this greater source of satisfaction is from God.
所以我们了解这样的人，我们就开始在想。
And so when we understand this type of people, then it leads us to think.
如果一生变成物质的奴隶
，If we become slaves to materialism,
就是为着更大更好，这样在努力。
If we only seek what is bigger and
到底最后得到什么
？Then what do we end up with?
但是如果我们生活简单一点
，But if we choose to live a little more simply，
我们有更多的时间、更多的精神来亲近神、来服侍神
，Then we'll have more time and energy to draw near to God and serve Him。
这个对我们真的有很大的益处。
This is all very beneficial to us。
所以我在听到一个工人在见证
，I heard a worker, holy worker, testify。
公司老板好几次要叫他升，要给他升级。
So his boss wanted to promote him.
他都拒绝了。
But he kept refusing.
因为他知道如果他的职位升了，他的工作更多。
Because he knew the promotion meant more work.
当然他的收入会更高啊。
Of course, it comes with a bigger salary.
那他如果没有升级啊。
But if he were not promoted.
他就不会这么忙。
He wouldn't be so busy.
所以他每个礼拜五啊。差不多下午他就可以自由。
Right now he gets to leave every Friday afternoon.
教会要安排这里帮忙圣工，那里帮忙圣工，他都可以参加。
He can participate in any holy work assignments on Fridays.
所以收入虽然没有增加，但是他有很多自由的时间跟精力来侍奉神。
So even though he may not be making as much, he has the time and the energy to do holy work.
那教会有这样的榜样
，And so when we see this example at church，
那他讲出他的见证
，And he testifies，
就会对别人有一种正面的影响
，It has a positive impact on others。
所以他在见证虽然有这个公司里面常常裁员总是没有裁到他
，And he testified how even though there were many rounds of layoffs, he has never been laid off.
那有时候即使没有裁员公司会调动。
Or even when there are transfers.
会调动到其他的地区去。
When people are being moved to different locations.
那有的地区是没有教会的。
Or to a location where there is no church.
但是总是没有调到他。
He never gets moved.
所以他能够住在有教会的地方能够有时间来服侍神。
He continues to live at a place where there is a church, and he continues to have time to serve God.
当然，他牺牲了一般人所谓的更高的职位、更丰盛的收入。
Of course, he has to sacrifice a better position and a higher salary.
那这样的一个生活真的对别人就有造就了。
Well, this kind of life is edifying to others.
所以凡事都可行，但不都能够造就人。
So it is lawful for us to do all things, but not all things are edifying.
但是这句话把它倒过来哦，凡事都可行，但是如果我们能够做一些造就人的，那我们的人生就非常的美。
So all things are lawful, and if we choose to do things that are edified, then our life is beautiful.
所以有时候我们在参加教会里面的丧礼。
Sometimes when we attend memorial services at church,
有的人离世啊，我们会觉得这是教会的损失。
And we feel that their death is a loss to our church.
为什么会这样感觉
？Why？
啊，因为在他活着的时候，他真的很认真啊，在侍奉神。
Because this person worked hard to serve the Lord during their life.
在爱神，在爱人。
They loved God and they loved man.
他牺牲了很多的自由。
They sacrificed their own freedom.
啊，但是因为他的牺牲，让很多人得到造就。
Their sacrifice edified others.
啊，所以他离去了，不但人很纪念了，他所做的工作，神也会纪念。
So people remember this person's actions, and God will remember it as well.
哦，所以凡事都可行哦，但是不是说我想要怎么做我就可以怎么做。
So even though all things are lawful, doesn't mean that we just do whatever we want.
哦，如果我们有主耶稣的爱
，if we have God's love，
我们会想我这样做啊，对我周围的人，包括我的家人，包括教会的信徒，有什么影响
？Then we will first consider the well-being of our family, our children, and our congregation.
所以自由的界限是什么？爱心。
So what is the limit to freedom? Love.
好，那我们现在再回来看哥林多前书的第十章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
31节。
Verse 31.
所以你们若吃若喝，无论做什么事，都要为荣耀神而行。
Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
所以到最后一个原则就是我们所做的能不能荣耀神。
So really it comes down to, whatever we do, do we do it for the glory of God?
有一些事情啊，跟荣耀神没有直接的关系。
Some things have nothing to do with the glory of God.
当然我们就可以自由去做。
Then we are free to do whatever.
但是有一些事情啊，我们做了会荣耀神，这值得我们做。
But there are some things that we can do that glorify God. Those are the things that we should do.
但是不能荣耀神，我们就不能做。
If it doesn't glorify God, we should not do it.
这个就是自由的界限。
That is the limit to freedom.
好，我们来看哥林多前书的第九章。
Let's turn to First Corinthians chapter nine.
哥林多前书第九章。
First Corinthians chapter 9,
19节
Verse 19. For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all that I might win the more.
这里讲啊，我是自由的，无人管辖。
So here it says I am free.
所以这个是我们现在人很希望的。
This is our greatest hope.
所以有的人在公司上班一段时间，他自己就出来当老板了。
Some people, after working for a company for a while, they decide to open their own company.
因为这样很自由啊。
Because it gives them freedom.
所以保罗说我是自由的，无人管辖。
So here, Paul says that I am free from all men.
但是我甘心做众人的仆人。
And yet I have made myself a servant to all.
仆人就是有主人啊。
Now a servant has a master.
那做仆人就失去了自由啊。
A servant does not have freedom.
那做众人的仆人。
I made myself a servant to all.
也就是说，这个众人变成好像我的主人一样。
In other words, everyone has become his master.
为着要多得人。
That I may win more people.
就是为着要让更多人能够得救。
That he might lead more people to salvation.
所以有时候我们看到教会里面大家都很自由啊。
Sometimes we see that people are quite free at church.
你要不要来教会？谁能够管？
No one can boss you around about whether you should come to church or not.
然后，我们要什么时候来教会，我们也很自由。
And we are free to come to church whenever we please.
但是啊，有时候我们就看到有的信徒真的愿意牺牲这个自由。
But we see some members who are willing to lose this their freedom.
来带领慕道朋友。
To guide truth seekers.
那这个慕道朋友就好像主人一样。
These truth seekers become the masters.
我们尽量跟他配合。
that we do everything we can to accommodate.
他什么时候要听道理，我们就安排时间去跟他配合。
If they don't want to listen to a sermon, then we arrange our schedule to accommodate.
那他如果不能来，我们就去载他来教会。
If they have no way of coming, then we opt to drive them.
那这个就是仆人啊。
And we become a servant.
那我们牺牲自由来做仆人要做什么？
And we give up our freedom to become a servant.
要让他能够得救。
And it is all for the sake of saving the soul.
这个就是爱心啊。
That is love.
那这样的爱心会感动人，也会感动神。
This type of love will move people and move God.
所以我们的信仰生活是很自由的。
So we are quite free in our life of faith.
但是主的爱在我们里面。
But since God's love is in us,
我们发现有一些自由。我们有一个界限，那个界限就是爱心。
We realize that there is a limit to our freedom, and that freedom is love. That limit is love.
第一个，
First,
凡事都可行，但不都有益处。
All things are lawful, but not all things are helpful.
第二个，
Second,
凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
All things are lawful, but not all things are edifying.
第三个，
Three,
凡事都可行，不都荣耀神。
All things are lawful, but not all things glorify God.
要荣耀神，我们一定可以做。
If it glorifies God, then it is permissible.
那有了这个爱，
And with love,
教会就更温暖，像大家庭。
The church will grow warm like a big family.
那就有更多人能够加入教会得救。
More people can join this church and be saved.
得到造就。
And be edified.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.